about tomorrow night. Treasure Valley has two exciting players on their team that are as good as anyone in the league. And, you know, on a given night, they beat Salt Lake last week. They've played everyone tough, so I'm sure we're in for a battle, and we need to win that and then get ready for next week by having some good practices and really being intense. It'd be great to have a good crowd tomorrow night, our last regular home game, and, you know, some of the sophomores, their last home game other than the tournament. But then, you know, I think people really need to come out. Sometimes in tournaments they think, well, we'll wait until the last night when Dixie's playing, but I think the critical night is the first night. I think if you can get by that first game of the tournament, then I think you play a lot better. And so, you know, I hope we have a great crowd and our best crowd of the year that night.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you wanted to get done tonight as far as setting the precedent. You set the precedent that you can beat Southern Idaho here and the crowd will be behind you.
Well, you know, we felt we could beat Southern Idaho when we played them up there. They were missing Mauro Gomez, who's an excellent player, and I'm sure will make a difference because he does a lot of things well. He shoots well, he passes well. But then again, you know, I feel that up there when we played them, we neutralized them. Darryl and Jerm and Corby did a good job on him. And, you know, sometimes when you have a player like that come back, you think, well, now we can cruise. And sometimes it's tougher to win. So, you know, they may not make it that far. And we have to worry game by game. And if a chance comes, we'd love to play them again.
Now, as far as some of the heroics tonight, let's start with Mark Miller.
Well, I thought Mark, you know, he was probably a little bit discouraged because in the first half he didn't play as long as normal. And one of the things that's made this team start coming along is people understand their roles and they know that whoever's playing well is going to get more playing time. And in the second half, our other guards were struggling a little, although they'd played well. And he came in, did an excellent job. But I thought DJ played a great game, had some critical steals, but both of them just did a tremendous job. And, you know, I'm happy for them. I like to see all of them play well.
Couple of other aspects with Mark Miller on a rebound underneath, saved the rebound, able to do a lot of things, got a couple of key rebounds in among the big folks.
Well, he did. I just thought he played a tremendous defensive game, and you know, I think he struggled a little from the free throw line, so those were big free throws for him. I think he'll be very confident the rest of the year and play well in tough situations.
You mentioned DJ. DJ make a bad pass and immediately make up for it by stealing the ball, invariably tonight.
Well, he did. He had three or four where he stole it and where they came in, laid it off for Darryl, and hit a, you know, critical three-pointer. Just did a great job for us.
Now, some of the other heroes. Darwin Russell had had his moments tonight again.
Darwin played well, and, you know, I felt he's coming along. He didn't score as much as he had in a couple of previous games, but I really feel he's playing well right now. And I thought Bob Barnes had some critical steals, but Corby, I felt, DJ Corby and Mark, I felt, stood out when we needed some points. Corby got some tremendous rebounds, put them back in. Steve Andrus had a big rebound right at the end, had a great block. You know, all of them, everyone that played contributed. And of course, Darryl put on his usual show at the end of a game and wanted the ball when the game was on the line.
Amazing performance. Team defense in the second half did it for you.
Well, I really feel we're playing better and better defensively, and if we can do that and not relax at all and go as hard as we can, I felt there were times tonight where we relaxed a little bit and they had spurts on us. We can't allow that. If we play them again, we'll have to make sure it's an intensity level is very high for the whole game and not just for spurts.
Three quick turnovers by CSI and an 8-0 lead. Was it too easy that early?
Well, it must have been, because they came back and tied it up or went ahead.
CSI able to sting you a little bit with that pass to the baseline.
Well, they did. We weren't cutting that off very well early on, and you know, we need to work on that and get some charges when they start going baseline. But you know, overall, I was very pleased with our defensive effort.
Tomorrow night, Treasure Valley, we've talked about it. It could, although this is really for pride for both cases, you still have a shot at second place, and you need the victory.
Well, I don't know how Salt Lake did tonight. They were playing Colorado, and I'm sure playing at home, there's a good chance they won. But, you know, we can clinch it if we just win tomorrow. And that wasn't one of our goals in the beginning of the season, to get second place. But I guess as long as we're there and have an opportunity, it's a good thing to go after.
Darryl White continuing to move up the ladder. 26 points tonight puts him on the season-wise at 556, and that moved him beyond Roger McDonald and Clint Rossum's years last year into the 11th best single season for Dixie, and the 26 points also put him at 706, and that puts him in the number 16 position beyond Tim Fulmer. So he's moving up with some pretty classy ball players at Dixie.
Well, Darryl's a great player. It's unfortunate that he didn't have two full years here, but there are a lot of people very impressed with him. The people here tonight really liked what they saw, and, you know, everyone has all year long when they've watched him play. He's a little unorthodox in some of the things he does, but he works so hard and, you know, does so many good things that I think the more you watch him, the more you like him.
Coach Ken Wagner, congratulations on the victory. We'll be back again tomorrow night.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Coach Ken Wagner. Mike, your final thoughts.
Just a tremendous ballgame. Larry, just before I do that, I might mention we do have a halftime score in the Pineview game playing up in the state tournament. They are trailing the Mountain Crest Mustangs at halftime 35-29, so we'll pass that score along to the folks. So final thoughts about the game tonight. We turned to each other during a timeout, and you said if Dixie's going to win this game, it's going to take a miracle like it did against Utah Valley. And I nodded my head yes, thinking, can Lightning strike twice? It did. Dixie came back with a tremendous effort there down the stretch of this basketball game. And again, I mentioned a little while ago the efforts. I thought the entire team played extremely well down. Darryl, as Coach mentioned, did a tremendous job down the stretch. And, of course, Mark Miller out there with those pressure shots at the end. And I think Corbin McDaniel really deserves a lot of credit in this ball game as well, because he shot so well to start the second half of play. And that's a very critical time of the ball game. So Dixie coming up with a big victory. And I think more important than the second place finish, even more important than a victory, was the moral thought of beating the College of Southern Idaho, a ranked team, a team that had beat them before up in Idaho. And Dixie coming away with it here. Got to give them a big boost going into the Region 18 tournament.
No question about it. If anybody other than CSI or Dixie goes to the national championship, they're going to have to go through the national champion defending and go through Dixie, who won the national championship a couple of years ago. And it's not an easy task to get beyond both of them. And if it comes down to Dixie versus CSI, it could be another dandy game.
It would have to be a tremendous game. But I think, as the coach pointed out, this is a tournament, a year in which on any given night, any given team and any team can win a ball game here in Region 18. And some folks think, well, that's a little tough. You look at it from one perspective that, you know, what about the teams that work hard all year, go into the tournament and get upset? Well, what about the teams that lost four or five ball games during a year by a single point and then coming back in and winning? So it's going to be exciting. Dixie, fortunately, this year, I think, has got the home court advantage.
Dixie wins a doubleheader sweep as the Dixie Ladies. Lady Rebels finish on a winning note and also finish with a winning record on the year, 67-63 over College of Southern Idaho, and in this game, 74-70. Tomorrow night, we begin a doubleheader of basketball action, 7:15 broadcast time with the pregame of Dixie versus Treasure Valley, the last regular season game of the year, and we'll follow that immediately with one of the all-time great matchups, BYU versus Utah. So just park right next to KDXU tomorrow night if you enjoy basketball. We'll have plenty of it. Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us. Brian Benware kept us on the air back at the station. We appreciate his efforts. We appreciate our sponsors for their support of Dixie College basketball, and especially you for listening. Final score, once again, Dixie 74, College of Southern Idaho 70. Till we hear from each other again tomorrow night at 7:15. Take care. Now, you hear?
You've been listening to Dixie Rebel Basketball on Dixie Rebel Station KDXU, St. George, Utah. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Motorsportsland, Jones Paint and Glass, Sun Capital Bank, Tri-State Office Supply, Ogden's Carpet Outlet, Paula's Mexican Restaurant, Painter's Sun Country Chrysler, Newby Holt Oil, Adrian's Men's Store, and St. George Transport Tire. Be sure and join us tomorrow night, once again at 7:15, the Dixie Rebels take on Treasure Valley in a very important game to get ready for the tournament of Region 18. We'll be back with more music in just a minute.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Hotel 6 with a few words about economics. Now, I don't claim to be a wizard of Wall Street, you know, one of those financial gurus or anyone else that deals with that kind of number crunch and mishmash. What I'm getting at here is that it costs a little more to do business in some places than it does in others. Example, Motel 6. You check into a bunch of our places in Texas or Oklahoma, and you'll pay a lot less than $22. Reason? Doesn't cost as much to do business there as it does in, say, Capitol Heights, Maryland, which is only a stone's throw away from our nation's capital. My guess, the reason for the name Capitol Heights. Yeah, they're a clever bunch out there on the East Coast. But out there, it'll cost you a little more than $22. You see, that $22 is kind of like an average. So Motel 6 may be a little more in some places, a lot less in others, but always the lowest prices of any national chain and always clean and comfortable. Well, I'm Tom Bottom Line Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Bette Midler on Dixie's 890 KDXU, 15 minutes before 10 o'clock on a Friday evening where, if you missed it, shame on you. Dixie College outlasted CSI 74-70. A great win for Dixie College tonight. Let's continue now with some music. Should you get you moving inside your car? This is Crazy from Ice House.
And the clock that came
890 KDXU, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock on a Friday evening when it's still 56 degrees outside. Should only get down to about 51 degrees today. Tomorrow, look for a high of 76 big degrees. Some cloudiness coming into the area perhaps by tomorrow afternoon. Some breezy conditions, but should be another great day in Utah's Dixie. We'll be back with more music right after this.
Hey, wow, look it! It's Dirty Dancing, finally out on home video from Vestron Video. Jeez, you know, the lines were so long in the theaters, but now I can't wait. I gotta see that Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze doing those steamy hot dances. The critics raved about them. The New York Times, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, sneak previews, they all went absolutely ape at that great music. I mean, how many movie tracks go platinum? Oh, Dirty Dancing is on home video. I'm gonna see it tonight. Dirty Dancing from Vestron Video. Available at Video USA in the St. George Commercial Center, South Bluff.
During Hearst Ace Hardware's paint sale, you'll get the best quality paint for less. Compare Ace paint to national brands and find how you'll save big money. Ace 5-star exterior flat paint, regularly $12.99 a gallon, is now only $6.99. Ace 5-star interior flat wall paint, regularly $12.99 a gallon, now only $6.99. And Ace 5-star interior semi-gloss enamel, regularly $14.99 a gallon, now only $8.99. Custom colors are available, so hurry into Hearst in St. George and Mesquite for their Ace paint sale.
Southern Utah Computer Systems is now a dealer for the IBM-compatible Leading Edge. You can make a special buy right now when you buy a Leading Edge complete with two disk drives, monochrome monitor, word processor, and a 20-month warranty for only $8.95. If you want the Elite, add a 30-megabyte hard disk for another $400. See the computer experts at Southern Utah Computer Systems for a demonstration. Southern Utah Computer, 291 North Bluff Street. Big O Tire's giant February clearance sale is going on right now. Guaranteed lowest tire prices in Southern Utah. Instant credit up to $1,000 with nothing down. Low monthly payments and 90 days interest free. Now you can buy small car radios from $27.95, and the Big O Euro SR steel belted radios are priced from $39.97. See the Big O Tire ad in the Wednesday Spectrum for more specials. Big O Tires, located in St. George and in Cedar City.
I'm Tom Watson. When I'm not playing golf, I like to read about it. And for my money, there's nothing better than Golf Digest. Golf Digest covers every angle of the game thoroughly. And most important, the world's top professionals like Nicklaus, Irwin, and Langer show you how to make better shots from the driver through the putter. Believe me, I learn something every month. And if you're looking for new equipment, clubs, golf balls, anything, Golf Digest gives you the straight, unbiased facts on how well they perform. What's more, Golf Digest takes you inside the game. You'll meet the people who are making news in golf and learn about those personalities that make the game so great. And now, you can get Golf Digest. Here's how.
Call toll-free 800-241-6600 for a year of Golf Digest. Only $12.77, 46% off the newsstand price. And you'll receive, as a bonus, tips from the tour, free. That's 800-241-6600. Call now. 800-241-6600.
Let's continue now. The music with Kenny G and Lenny Williams, and Don't Make Me Wait for Love. Right here on Dixie's 890 KDXU at 7 before 10 o'clock.
kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free.